I need a beer.
So we got here the limited edition Busch Light Apple. So let's dive in. Let's crack it open. Let's do it. And then we will break it down for you guys here today.
Oh, nice crack.
See?
Oh, man. Yeah, there's nothing like seeing that little cold steam come off of it. Oh, man.
There you go.
Nice. And it's got that nice apple smell to it, too. Like
it does. Does have a good...
Like you're in an apple orchard, you know, you're... Mm-hmm. Like a George Washington, and you're cutting down apple trees,
chopping down those apple trees, making some Busch Light apple out of it. So,
let's
dive in. All right, cheers, guys.
All right, cheers.
Cheers.
It's refreshing. Mm. That's smooth. It's so smooth.
Yeah, it does have a solid flavor to it. Done.
I have a song.
Busch Light Apple is back. But is it a hit or just living off hype? This week on Bumming with Bobcat, we're revisiting one of the most talked about seasonal beers in recent memory, Busch Light Apple, to see if it still delivers or if the shine has worn off. Grab a drink and find out as we break it all down the only way we know how. Honest, unfiltered, and maybe a little regrettable.
All right. This is Bum Wine Bob. Welcome to an all-new edition of Bum with Bobcat right here on the Bum Wine Bob YouTube channel and on all your favorite podcast apps. We bring you the best of the worst in cheap booze, the bottom shelf, bum wines, beers, 40s, malt liquor, all the stuff you grew up on. We cover here each and every week on the podcast. So do us a solid. Smash that subscribe button. Over 24,000 subscribers and counting on the YouTube channel. So whatever brought you to the dance here today, if you stumbled across this video because you liked the short, if it was Rodney, Johnny, Cheers, Norm, Cliff, Stone Cold, Simpsons, you name it, we try to cover the nostalgia here with a backbone of drinking along with it. So help spread the word. Doesn't cost a thing to subscribe to the Bum Wine Bob YouTube channel. But hey, grab a drink, stick around, because we have another great episode on tap for you guys this week. Hopefully you enjoyed the war to settle the score two between Busch Light and Natty Light, because this week we are keeping, if I can turn the can to the correct way here for it on the camera, but we are keeping the party rocking and rolling here, as always, on the podcast. So let's not waste any more time. Let's get down to business here, because we got to get drinking here. And why not bring in Mr. Malt Liquor himself?
That's right.
Roadhouse is here. Roadhouse man, how you doing?
I'm ready to get this party started.
I know. He's always ready. He's always ready. He's feeling ready. Parched. He's getting ready over there. He's going to get cranky, guys. If we don't start drinking soon, less talky, more drinky.
What Roadhouse
says here. But before we get into what we have on tap here this week, I did want to start things off here on a little bit of a somber note. And I wanted to send our condolences to a friend of the show, Roadhouse. I didn't tell you this before, so I'm springing this on you now. If you remember our friends over at IWS Radio, the Matt Man, sadly, he passed away a few days ago out there. So we're sorry to hear that.
Matt Man was a big Steel Reserve guy, wasn't he?
He was big Steel Reserve, Mickey's, Wild Irish Rose,
yes,
as well, was another go-to. Him and the J-Man, who Jay passed away a few years ago as well. Both of them were big fans of the show. I was a big fan of their podcast when they did their radio show back on the Blog Talk Radio days. I was a guest on there a few times back in the very early days of the podcast. They kind of helped push me along.
Real day ones.
Yeah, one of the P1s out there that we always like to say. So when I saw that the other day, I was sad to hear that the Matt Man's no longer with us here. So I wanted to just kind of give our condolences to his family, yes, and everybody out there, because it's tough, you know, as we say, you know, the internet friends are still friends.
They're still
out there. People that you talk to out there and you deal with and interact with through the web, it's still the real deal. So cheers to the Matt Man.
Cheers,
you know, buddy. God bless to you there. And hopefully you're getting that steel reserve in the sky.
Yeah.
You know, all the good stuff there, which is funny. It was actually
buddy.
I know, and it was funny because it was actually 2 years ago today. I came up in my memories that when I first got my hands back on the re-release of the Glass 40s was back in 2024 when the Glass 40s came back of the Steel Reserve and the Old English 800. So we're still celebrating that here as well. But hey, let's get back on track here. Let's get this party started here. You know, let's talky more drinky, as Roadhouse says there. So let's bring in the third musketeer, Kevin the Tattoo Dude is here. Kevin, man, how you doing?
I'm doing great, man. I'm ready to get this started. It's been a long time coming, man. I'm excited we were all able to find.
It's funny what we're dealing with this week. It came a little bit out of nowhere. We did discuss it a little bit last week when we were talking about Busch Light, but it wasn't anything that was technically planned. As of a few days ago, I was sitting here thinking, I'm like, oh, I know we have something next week planned already because the packages have been shipped out.
Yes.
They are en route to everybody with these guys over here. The new Mad Dog 2020 cans, the Jungle Juice and the Purple Drip. They are in transit from the United States Postal Service. So it's not the holiday season. So hopefully we're not going to have to worry about any delays. It's April. We're almost in a month of May. So hopefully we won't have to deal with any delays of the post office. But I don't know. It's hard to trust those guys these days. Anyway, they say Friday, Saturday, but when will actually be, we will wait and see. But coming up,
and y'all should have the Lone Star coming in Friday or Saturday too with a little gift.
Yeah, so me, Lone Star. So our next episode coming up should be a little combo of Lone Star and Mad Dog 2020 cans here on the podcast. But
I'm excited for y'all to try them. They're a solid beer.
I've heard good things about the Lone Star. And so we had this kind of those knowing it was coming up, and I was like, man, what are we going to do for this week? We have a week in between where it's episode 395 now. So we're getting closer to 400. We're getting there. We only a few weeks to go, and I don't want to push anything back anymore. We want to keep this train rolling and get to episode 400. So the biggest news over the past week or so has been the release of Busch Light Apple. And we discussed last week briefly about it. We had a little discussion about it. I mean, it's been a few years since it was out, and we didn't say at the time that we were going to get it or do it. But I mean, if I don't know about you guys, but I know my feeds and all my social media have been overtaken by
Busch Light Apple,
everything. Busch Light Apple. I see the Bapplebees, the Busch Light Apple and Applebees. They got specials for 16-ounce cans of Applebees now. And so it got to the point the other day where, I mean, this we can thank Kevin pretty much for this. I mean, he sent the picture that he got his hands on some. And I was like, oh, shit. All right, I guess I better go and look. So I stopped, and I was like, I walked into the store, and they had it over there. And then Roadhouse was on the fence about it. And then he's like, oh, well, you know, okay, screw it. We'll do it. We'll do the Busch Light Apple here this week. Because it's been a few years since I've had it. It hasn't been out. It's been this big hoopla. It's the big thing going today. It's all over social media. So we said, screw it. Let's get on the trend with everybody else. And we will crack open some Busch Light Apple today on the podcast to give our open and honest opinions about it and everything else related to it as well. So,
and no one's going to do it better.
That's it. No, you want, you want the truth. Right. You want to do it justice right here. We will break it down for you here on the podcast. So number let's not five, waste any more time. Yeah, hey, number five. There. We want to make our way up to number
we're
one.
Number one.
Number one. There. Let's see. When those that's rankings right. come out next year, we want to be the number one spot. There.
That's
be
right.
open and honest with people about what we drink here on the podcast. So let's do it. Let's break it out.
Crack. Oh man, nice and cold too.
Yeah. Ooh. See, look at that. You got the Busch Light.
Got that Busch Apple.
Apple, right there. Look at that. So yeah, I gotta say it's a nice looking can.
It's a
nice,
solid
it's
can.
It's nice red. It's got a, you know, brings it with the classic Busch Light.
Yeah.
Right now there, it doesn't outdo that fish can.
Yeah, I know.
That one's a solid.
I know.
Can.
Look at that. That red fish.
Yeah.
Right yes. there up in your face. I still haven't found. I mean, I haven't looked for any more, but I still got to try to collect the other three.
Yeah.
Collector's edition cans here. So. So we got here the limited edition Busch Light Apple. So let's dive in. Let's crack it open. Let's do it. And then we will break it down for you guys here today.
Oh, nice crack.
See?
Oh, man. Yeah, there's nothing like seeing that little cold steam come off of it. Oh, man.
There you go.
Nice. And it's got that nice apple smell to it, too. Like
it does. It does have a good.
Like you're in an apple orchard. You know, you're. Mm-hmm. Like a George Washington, and you're cutting down apple trees.
Chopping down those apple trees, making some Busch Light apple out of it. So,
all right,
let's dive in. All right, cheers, guys.
All right, cheers.
Cheers.
It's refreshing. Mm. That's smooth. It's so smooth. Yep.
Ooh, I had that burp sitting there. I was like, oh, it's coming out. It's like, no, not yet. Not yet. It's still marinating.
A couple more drinks.
Still working on it, yeah. Yeah, it does have a solid flavor to it. Done?
I have song.
Oh, dude, hold on. I did it. He called me. Oh, man. Yep, he called me. Damn
no,
it. I told y'all. Yeah, I drink it with my right hand. Shit.
Right. So anybody who's wondering what Kevin might be talking about, we do have some people watching along in the backstage here. We're not live here while we're doing this, but we do have some people watching. And then Kevin brought up a new drinking game, which you know one of these days we'll get into down the line. But in case you hear Kevin or somebody talking to somebody who you don't see or hear. Responding to the chat in the background over here.
Yeah,
I was hoping it wouldn't happen tonight, but it happened. Yep.
But I mean, Roadhouse finished down that Busch Light Apple quick.
Sorry, guys.
It's a solid beer. I mean, it's so easy to finish.
Well, I've held off all day because I just haven't had anything to drink all afternoon, so.
Now you're thirsty. Kind of he's parched. He needs a drink.
Yes, you're dehydrated.
My voice is getting better.
Yeah,
that's good. I could tell.
Yeah.
So see,
I've been doing some treatments of tea, honey, and lemon juice.
Okay. To
help my voice out, you know, and I could tell a big difference. I get so aggravated when I'm trying to force myself to talk. And it was just getting frustrating.
There we go.
But we're going to
second one. Yeah, they're so easy.
This one might last a little longer, I guess.
Yeah, as I was saying, I had to break open a couple because I was just so excited. I'm the same as you, Bob. I hadn't had them in a few years. So I was like, I want to try it just because anytime it came out, they sold out right as I showed up to the store. They're like, we're out. I'm like, damn. So I could never get my hands on it. And this time, right on 420, I was like, Walmart said that they had a pallet of it. My friend Cody went and got a 30-pack. So I was like, you know what? We could have one at his house. We could have one at my house. So I sent Jackie over there to Walmart. And it said they were out, but I was like, just in case, maybe see if they have some. And they still had some. So I don't know why they said they were out of stock, but
They don't know. They don't know. You can't. Remember Roadhouse and Walmart in the PBR chili fiasco.
They don't know
how to keep tabs of inventory at Walmart. Come on, you know you have to just go in there and show up, look at the shelf, and see what's there. I would not trust. I mean, all these sites where they have trackers of everything, it's always tough to believe them. Like when I was trying to look for these MD2020 cans, the store that had these does not say still that they have them, that they're selling them there.
That's what's very inaccurate too, is when you look up like on the Bush website or even on the MD website, and it says there's none within 25 miles of you. And I'm like, well, shit. But then of course we find these in Walmart.
I think there's a delay. I think probably you look a month from now. I mean, it would be more accurate, because I think it's like, oh, they shipped them, or until they know that they've received them. And like with these Busch Light apples, that, I mean, if you've seen all the videos of these stores of them constantly saying, we got pallets, we got shipments in, and it's like they're coming right to the door and people are just rushing in and grabbing as many cases that they can at the time. That's why some places, I know by me, they have a thing that says limit of 30 packs you could buy at a time over there. So, I mean, it's kind of crazy, the buzz around this that seemingly comes out of nowhere.
It does. It's crazy. And I don't think Bush pushes as hard for just regular Busch Light or Bush.
No, I have not seen anything. But when Busch
Apple comes out, they're pushing that shit.
Yeah, it was like once they were releasing this, it was like their social media is constantly putting stuff out there every day. Like,
and that builds on the frenzy as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It does. I mean, some people didn't even know they wanted it until they
Essentially. Yeah, I know our buddy, our good buddy David, who joins us all the time, he's like, I don't get the hype behind, you know, Busch Light Apple. And I get it. I get it, too. And I was going through, and I don't know the last time it was released, but I know the first time I had it was back in 2021, July of 2021. I did a beer of the week on the website of Busch Light Apple. So I guess it was first announced in 2020. When people didn't know at the time if it was a real thing or not, when Bush said,
Bush Light COVID Apple and Bush was, Apple, come on,
yeah, at the same time, you're like what? And then I found it. It was very hard to find when it came out back then. It was only certain states had it, certain stores. I don't know if they're fully national now with the release this time around, but it seems to be. I mean, it seems to be all over the place.
I believe so. They said it's going to be nationwide. I think in one of their stories, it was going to be, they said we're releasing it all over the nation on 420. And I was like, okay.
Okay.
So, yeah. Where did y'all find it at? Which store did y'all find it at?
Because it's everywhere here. I'm in the lake community. So I got two big lakes on each side of the county on me. So we're called the Twin Lakes here. And so every place has it in big numbers.
Damn, because you can find it at Walmart and I think maybe a couple grocery stores.
My biggest problem was finding small quantities of it. I didn't want to buy
it. It's in a 30 pack.
But everywhere had 30 packs around me.
Yeah.
So my biggest struggle is trying to find the 12 pack of it.
Yeah. Yeah,
do they have a 12 pack of it? Or
Roadhouse. Okay. Yeah, he got the 12 pack.
Is that what you got? Damn.
Yeah.
I only made one stop. I found it in the first stop that I went to, and it was only in 30 packs over there. I wasn't looking for a 30 pack of it. I was looking for a 12 or even a 24.
Yeah.
But I mean, the main thing that took me back going into the store and seeing it was the price of it, which I thought was outrageous when I first saw it.
Bush it is.
Yeah, and I went into the store and I go to the cooler. I know I found it in my one local store that's literally right down the street from me. So I stopped on my way home. I go in, and I guess this was on 4/21. So I guess the day after the release. So I'm like, maybe they'll have it, maybe they won't. So I go into the store, I go to the back cooler where all the budget beers are, where all the Busch, the Natties, the Hams, the Steel Reserve, Mickey's,
yeah,
the 36 packs of Boxer are in there that are still $20 for the 36 packs of Boxer Lights. So I go in and I look at the cooler. Then down in the very bottom corner of it is a 30 pack of the Busch Light Apple. So I'm like, oh shit, okay, they got it here. And I can't see the price at the time. And I open the door and I look down at the price tag and it says $34.99. And I'm like, wait, what? Is this? I'm like, is this right? And I do a double take. I look up at the Busch and Busch Light 30 packs. Those are, I think, $25.99, which is still, which we talked about last week, still expensive for a 30 pack of Busch and Busch Light. But I'm like, really? $34.99? Is this real?
It's insane.
I took a step back. I'm like, okay, maybe it's wrong. And then I turned the corner, and then against the wall is where they have all the 30 packs and 24 packs just out in the open against the wall. And right in the middle of the aisle there is the pallet of the Busch Light 30 packs. And I have the picture here of it. That it says right there. There was the pallet there, the $34.99 for the 30 pack with a limit of two per customer.
Yeah, because people's been loading their trucks up with them. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's insane.
So I still saw it.
And how bad that picture, when you sent it to me, pissed me off.
Mm-hmm. Me too. I saw it and I sat there for like a minute. I don't know if it was 5 minutes, but I'm sitting there. I'm like $34.99 for a 30 pack of Busch Light Apple. I'm like, holy shit. I'm like, what is this world coming to?
Yeah.
And I'm debating on it. I'm like, shit. I gotta do it.
Yeah.
I'm like, I could try to maybe go to more spots. Maybe I could get a 12 pack or a 24. But I'm like, you know what? I'm just gonna bite the bullet. I'm just gonna buy the 30 pack here. I'm gonna drink it, but I'm just not happy with the price.
Every time you drink it, you're like, damn, I'm drinking cold.
I know, because usually it's like a 30 pack, it's under $1 a beer.
Yeah,
that's what you like to see. Even if a Busch and a Busch Light 30 pack is $25.99, it's still under $1 a beer. You're still getting 30 beers for $25.99.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
now you're paying over $1 a beer for this, and I'm sitting there. I'm like I don't like it. I'm gonna do it, but I don't like it. Yeah. I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed. That was the whole thing.
And I think it's because they can. I think that's why they did it. It's because they can. It was the same reason why during COVID, like gloves and water and certain things just skyrocketed in price. And it was because people were buying it and it was being pushed and they can. So they up that price. And in my opinion, I think that shit should be illegal. Don't price gouge. Just like on weekends or holidays and stuff, like hotels are way more expensive, you know, or certain times of year.
Sure.
Yeah. It's not right. It's like if I'm paying $100 for a hotel on a, you know, on a weekday, and then all of a sudden like Friday hits and it's like $220 for a night. You're like, why? You know, it's yes, people are still buying, but why up the price just because it's a weekend? It's the same thing with Busch Apple. They're like, oh, it's a limited edition. Let's go ahead and do it because people are going to buy it. Because it's Busch Apple and because it's limited edition. So I think it's one of those things like, oh, we can, so we're going to do it. That's what I think. That's my opinion.
Yeah, and I was trying to find, I was like, well, what was the price the last time it was out? Was it that expensive? Because I think the last time I only bought a 12-pack the last time I had it, and I'm pretty sure it wasn't that much more expensive than a Busch or a Busch Light 12-pack. At the time. So I was trying to look online and it says the 30 pack in 2021 was between $19.99 and $25.
Okay.
So I'm trying to think, like, was it always more expensive with this? But I don't think it was the other times around. I thought it was on the same price point as the Busch and the Busch Light.
I think all across the board, they need to rein back the price of these beers.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because 100%. It's, yes. You know, I always go back, Busch Light was a drink, was working man's beer. You know, you can't justify the premium price for Busch or Busch Light or Busch Apple. Mm-hmm. I just can't. That makes me mad to the point where I don't even want to buy it. And when it comes to flavoring, it's okay. I think it's the wrong season for Busch Apple, Busch Light.
Yeah, it
Apple.
Should be in fall.
To me, it's a fall flavor,
mm-hmm.
and not a summer flavor. So it's another pushback for me. Like you said earlier, I wasn't totally on board for, you know, tonight's feature.
Yeah, we know. Yeah, he was like, y'all can record without me. I was like, yeah. Oh, bro, it's not the same without you, man.
I was like, it's okay. Man. If you don't need to drink it, you can still be here.
Yeah.
Like, you can sit there and complain about it the whole time. We'll drink it because we had it.
Sure. I'm going to drink
it. Like I said, it is a very good flavor to it. I think it's enjoyable.
It's a smooth beer. And I mean, I mowed the lawn today and I did yard work and it was hot as hell outside. And it's a smooth beer. And I could see myself drinking it in the summer and everything like that and doing yard work. But I could see myself more drinking it during the fall, you know, when it's getting cooler. And I'm mm-hmm. like, you know what? Like an apple cider, you know what? I'm going to open up a Busch Apple. More reasonable.
I think like a late summer, like around like the Labor Day. Like,
yeah,
when August, the leaves are starting September. To change.
Yeah, I mean, but I
getting shorter.
Yeah, yeah. I think the last time I said the same thing too. I was like, it was in July, and I had it. I'm like, okay, you know, it's good, but I think it'd fit more in fall. But
yeah,
but I can drink this now.
It's such an easy beer.
Spring,
to drink.
Summer. While it's technically, you know, a Busch Light, I mean, in theory, it's not too much of a light. I mean, it's 130 calories, 11.8 grams of carbs. So, I mean, it's on the higher end of an actual light beer compared to the 95 calories of a Busch Light.
Yeah.
So, while it's a Busch Light, it's not really a light beer. It's more towards
a heavier beer. Like a Busch.
When it comes to the calories, but what the I'm pretty sure the ABV is I think the same on it. You know, it doesn't say on the can, but let me
does it not say? It's 4.1% alcohol.
Does it say that on there?
Yeah, it says right at the bottom of all the stuff.
4.1%. Oh, yeah, there it is. Yeah, 4.1.
Yeah, I put my glasses on and was trying to read the can. I still didn't see it.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough to read this can. Yeah, and the the Busch Light's a 4.1 as well. So ABV wise, it's on the light side.
Yeah.
Calorie wise, it's not definitely quite not. On the light side.
If you're on a diet,
yeah,
be careful.
that's not. Yeah, you're not pounding down as many of these as you would of a. You know, a regular Busch Light, even with the because what is it compared to with the carbs? Yeah, carbs in a Busch Light is a 3.2 grams, and what this was 11, so
that's
11.8. So
that's a very big difference.
It's right. Well, it's technically it's a Busch Light. It's not really a light beer at all. So anybody
it should be
who
Busch Apple. Instead of Busch Light. Yeah,
but I think they want that Busch Light branding after what we said too about the Busch Light being like the hipster beer.
Yes.
As well. Yeah. So they want to call it the Busch Light. Because I think Busch, the original Busch, still has that like Roadhouse kind of saying, like that working class.
It's a working man's beer. It really is. Yeah. You get off of a long, you know, like 8 to 12 hour shift. You want to pop open a beer. I mean, a Busch isn't, just like a Yellow Belly, you know, of course, Yellow Belly. You're like, man, I had a frozen burrito for my lunch, and I just worked a 12-hour shift. That's all I've had all day for lunch. I'm going to pop open a Yellow Belly, you know, like a Coors Yellow Belly. I mean, it's same thing, you know. But, yeah, it's calorie-wise, it's and carb-wise, it's definitely not.
Yes, that's not really a
light. I guess ABV-wise, I don't know how they – I don't know exactly how they calibrate what's a light and what's not.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I would think that it would categorize it off of the calories.
Yeah, yeah.
Be light, but or are you going light off of ABV? So, I mean, if you're going up ABV, it matches 4.1. Light, that's always on the same level as a light beer, Miller Light, Coors Light, whatever. Mm-hmm. And so, I don't know. But, I mean, it's not bad. It's an enjoyable beer. Yep. Like I said, I think we're all in agreement we're not happy on the price point of it.
Not
but that's
all. Yeah.
But that's beer in general. I mean this is way off the charts. I mean, probably the most expensive 30-pack out there. By far,
right?
It definitely is. I could definitely have gotten cheaper. Just like Roadhouse, I wasn't 100% happy like getting it, but I was like, hey, I found it. I'm getting it. I got to get it. I might get it again if I finish it. You know, if I finish it, I might get one more 30 pack just to last me a little bit, just for doing yard work and stuff. Because it's one of those beers that I do enjoy. I'm like, man, I could drink these, you know, I drink it down like water.
Yeah. But I wouldn't say it's not I don't want to say, it isn't an everyday drinking beer.
Yeah.
I could drink it every day, but I don't think I would.
For the price, probably not.
For the price, no. Know?
Yeah.
But the taste too. I mean, I think that the taste, you kind of have to be in the mood for the taste. Then okay, you kind of want something that has that little bit of a different flavor to it instead of just a regular Busch Light or whatever light beer you fancy out there. So it has its spot out there. So that's why you pick up a 30 pack now, and okay, that should last you, you know, a little few weeks or so, and then you can reevaluate. See, maybe the price will go down. I don't know. We'll see.
I don't see it going down, unfortunately.
No,
I wish it would. Yeah,
that's why I starved myself.
Yeah,
that's why I starved myself this afternoon.
Yeah, but that's all. Like I said, that's all the 30 packs in general. I went into the store again today, and I'm looking again, and I'll just sit there and stare at the price tags all over the top.
Yeah,
and when a Bud Ice 30 pack is like $24. I mean, I think the cheapest 30 packs that I saw were. Well, you had the $20, the 36-pack of Boxer Ice. That's always the one of the cheapest ones out there. I think 30 packs of Schaefer were $19.99.
That's
cheap.
The 30
packs of the Genesee Cream Ale and the Genesee Light were maybe $18.99. The Pabst Light 30 packs were $20.99. PBR 30 packs were $21.99. But all like even a Keystone Light 30 pack I think was $22.99. It's like all these things that, you know, it used to be under $20 for it, and they just keep creeping up. So it's like I said, all these things, we've gone through time and time again. They got to start, you know, reeling them back in. And you want to see these prices come back down on that when it was like, okay, $10 for a 12 pack. I can deal with that. That's fine with me.
Oh, yeah.
So, you want to hear something funny? I can remember buying a case of Schaefer's for $4.99. You know, that was back in my, you know, early 20s and late teens, and you know, I had a thing going when I was in high school. I'd go buy 3 or 4 cases of Schaefer's and go to Friday night football games and sell to underage kids six packs for $5.
We do not condone this. Don't worry.
Never. We do not.
This is well over. You know.
Yeah. The statute of limitations has passed now.
35 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You can't get Roadhouse for it now.
It's back in the 1900s.
Yeah, exactly. Back in my day.
Isn't that crazy saying that? I talked to all these kids. They're like, yeah, I was born in 2007. I was born in 2008. I'm like, go fuck yourself. It's like, what? Why?
Yeah.
Like, I was born in 1900.
I had a 19-year-old in my shop was saying, man, I feel so old. I'm like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, you're not like, there yet, no. buddy.
You're barely there. At the age of I could walk into a bar. You can't drink.
You can't even drink yet.
You can't even drink.
You can't drink legally yet. So. Yeah.
My oldest son was born in the 1900s.
Yeah, so there you go. Even
that's a good thing. There you go. That means he was raised right. You know?
Exactly. Back in my day.
Back in Vietnam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So we got our we started out here. We had some Busch Light Apple here. Gave our thoughts on that, but we also brought along a little bonus beverages here today to crack open here. And I think as Kevin's finishing off his can there of Busch Light Apple, I know he was going to keep the apple cart rolling, as they say over there. So what else did you bring along today to drink?
So I got I had to keep it going, and it's probably going to be a little bit sweet for my taste, but it's a Red's Wicked apple. It's the 8% ABV Reds. I guess it's kind of like the Smirnoff Spiked and all that stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's a little bit higher ABV. Yeah. But I went to the store to pick up a tall boy, and I guess the store I walked into, and I didn't feel like going to another one. They didn't have a big tall boy selection, and I saw that one, and I was like, well, fuck it. I'll do it.
Yeah, I'm already doing Apple.
Yeah.
why not get something else
over
there? So all right, hey, it'll be a good comparison to see apples to apples.
Yes.
So compare them and
apple
see
to apple, how it
turns out over there. So Roadhouse, what do you got?
Oh, yeah.
He's digging deep.
And I'm going to go back to his old reliable.
Old Natty Daddy there. See, that's another 8%er there. So I guess we're going to keep the 8% train rolling here today, because I was going through and I had something sitting in the fridge that I had picked up in my travels when I was trying to find the mystery King Cobra to try to celebrate for the Battle of the Booze. And I couldn't find that, but it did stumble across something new in the world of Steel Reserve, and that was the Spiked Wild Berry.
Okay.
Steel Reserve Alloy Series. I don't know if
that's also 8%.
If I saw something, but I haven't seen it anywhere in our area. Damn.
Yeah, I think this is one of the newer flavors.
Yeah.
Are they still calling it the Alloy Series?
Yeah, I mean that's still they're still going with that. There. Yeah, I mean I got the Spiked Wild Berry 8%. So we're all in the 8% train here.
Yes.
Yeah. Nice.
So we're all even here. Nobody's going too crazy yet. So we'll see. So let's crack them open. Let's crack it open. Like I said, this is one that was sitting in the fridge, staring at me like, when are you going to drink me? I'm like, all right.
Beautiful sound.
All right. We'll do it. So, I mean, while I don't have an apple here, I do have berries. So we're still on the
fruit.
Still on the fruit here.
It's not as apple-y of a smell as Busch, just smelling it. It's more of a, I don't know. It's got an apple, but it's like.
Wicked.
Man.
Less talky, more drinky.
All right.
Let's drink.
I'll explain it later. Cheers.
Well, yeah.
And it's got the same taste as it smells. It's not bad.
Well, so, technically, this has kind of an apple follow.
Yeah, if we're going off that high gravity, malt liquor taste there. Which, speaking of Natty Daddy, we had somebody comment on Reddit saying that they were happy to hear us talk about Natty Daddy. And we kind of turned them onto it, that they didn't know it was technically a malt liquor.
Yeah.
And now they put that in their rotation. So that's what we're here for. We're spreading the good word. As we say to the people, they're like, I had no idea that that was a malt liquor. You know, I'm like, technically at 8%.
Yeah.
It's there with it there. So we're doing a service for the people.
Yeah, so it's got a smell of I don't know. I know a lot of states don't allow you to feed the deer, like corn and stuff like that, but Texas is a state where, of course, the deer don't eat as much throughout the year, but whenever it comes to hunting season, we use a feeder, and so we feed them corn. Well, they have an apple corn, which I am religious on using. If I am going hunting, I'll start using the apple corn because that sweet smell will bring them in. And that the Red's Wicked Apple smells just like that corn smells. But I tasted the corn just to see the taste, and it's a bitter taste. So I don't understand their taste palate. I don't, and I never will probably, you know, I'll never become a deer. But it tastes
not in this lifetime. Maybe yeah, next exactly. life. You could be a deer maybe in the I'll next come life.
Back as a deer, you know. I hope yeah. I don't get shot. You know, yeah. But hey, I'll be one of those deers that's dodging bullets my whole life.
Yeah,
know? Yeah. But it's got almost a caramely taste to it, okay. Just like it smells. But it's not bad, honestly. It's a little bit sweeter than like I won't drink it every day. But I'll drink it, you know.
Yeah, that's another one of those. That's like one of those treats. I haven't had one recently. I did pick one up today.
Yeah,
as a backup here. Kevin brought it up, said he picked it. I said, oh, screw it, I'll go and I'll pick one up. So I'm not cracking it open now, but it will be coming up. So stay tuned.
Yes,
for that one. That's why you got to subscribe.
That's right.
It might show up. You never know when it might show up here on the Bone Mind Bob YouTube channel. But I have to say this guy here, this wild berry, it tastes like when you take that whole bag of fruit snacks and put them in your mouth, you get all the different fruit flavors at once. It's pretty solid. I like this. Okay. I mean, usually I'm usually pleasantly surprised with these Steel Reserve flavors here. That they usually hit pretty good.
I'm usually I'm bad about slacking on the Steel Reserve Alloy Series. I see it everywhere. I just it's not my grab.
Yeah,
and I think I've been doing a disservice by not doing that.
Yeah, it has.
I need to go out and look and see what we have in my area.
Yeah, it's got a nice taste.
Yeah, I know we don't have a big selection of them, but I know we have a few of them here. I saw the Wildberry one. I don't know if it was a post or something, or somebody. I think somebody was drinking it in a post or something like that. And I was like, man, I want to try to find it, but it's not. Yeah. I think, as you said, it's probably newer, so they're not as.
Yeah, I think it came out late last year. I think so. Not
okay.
Not too old, not too new.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen this here. And the Steel Reserve by me is very hit and miss these days with the Alloy Series ones. There used to be a bunch of spots that had them all over the place. Then they kind of kept scaling them back, and it'd be fewer and fewer. And then when I saw this when I was out in Pennsylvania searching for the King Cobra. I saw it on a shelf. And I was like, okay, well, let me get this. I got a few other goodies, which I showed you guys out there. But definitely a good flavor. It does. It has a nice fruit taste to it. And with a lot of these Steel Reserve ones, like when I've had the Spiked Cherry Slushy one, and I did that with the snow when I put it in when it was snowing, and I put it in the snow and I made a little slushy with it. Like that one tastes just like a cherry slushy.
Oh.
You get that.
Oh,
that,
man.
That store, wherever you go to 7-Eleven, or so you get a Slurpee or whatever place, an Icy, whatever it was, it has that taste. You barely taste the alcohol in it. And it only at 8%, too, which, I mean, a lot of times that will do you just the right amount that you need.
It's a perfect amount. And I've started noticing a lot more looking at the Four Loko UK, and even the Beatbox UK. They have a way lower ABV than we do. And I guess it's just a legal limit that they have. And I want to taste them, but you can't get them.
Yeah.
Unless you go to the UK. That's the
same thing, too, I think. What is it? Yeah. In, is it Iowa? It's the one state they only have the 10%
for
local. Yeah, the 10% rule. Yeah, yeah.
That they have the limit on the ABVs there, which still, like we said, which we think was that switch from the 14% to the 13.9 for Four Loko, that something must have changed with some sort of regulation.
That's a 0.1%.
Yeah, that we don't know why. But hey, speaking of beatbox that Kevin brought up, no sooner did I complain last week, I did
finally get your care package
a beatbox care package here. I put my koozie here, my keychain. You got some pins.
Yep.
There, along with your official welcome to the party there for beatbox. And I did pick up one more when I stopped today. There was an orange one, Orange Dream or something.
Oh, the Orange Dream. Okay, yeah, we have that one here. It's good. Yeah,
I saw that. I was like, you know what, screw it. Let me just pick one up. Because I was like, I'll start giving some of them a try, give them more of a chance. I know our buddy David said, you know, do you have any beatbox flavors to recommend? And I'm like, I mean, I've only had a couple of them.
I've had a bunch.
This was the mango one. I was happy with the mango.
Mango song
that I had here. I forget which one I did when we did them all together. And then I think I had a few of them a few years back as well. But I might try to revisit.
One is really good.
Yeah,
the Blue Raz one is one that I'll go back to all the time. If I see a Blue Raz, I'll grab it just to drink it, you know, just because it's a solid flavor. It reminds me of back when, you know, like you're a kid and you get the Kool-Aids that had the little twist top off, the plastic little bottle, the blue one. That's what it reminds me of.
That's good, yeah.
So when I drink it, I'm like, man, it brings me back to when I was a kid. But I'm getting drunk now, so yeah. So
it's even better now. See,
it's even better. Yeah,
it tastes the same, but it's better.
No, we have them in our 40s.
Yeah, yeah.
That's right. Yeah. So it was a pretty solid flavor. And the mango one's good. The hard tea, I wasn't a big. Have you had the Beatbox hard tea?
No, I did not.
Yeah,
no.
It's not. It's not as good as you think it would be, but I mean, I'll drink it. Then you got the fruit punch is pretty good. There's I think it's blueberry lemonade. That one's pretty good. Most of the blue raz and the blueberry lemonade, those are the solid flavors. I don't know what it is about it. You just can't taste that malty taste like you do in Four Loko or Beatbox. It's dangerous
to it that you get.
It's dangerous. I could drink multiple of them and I'm like,
yeah, because all of them drunk, always have that. I know the few of those beatboxes, you sip it, it's like, okay, that's good, but then you have that aftertaste to it. And you're like, okay. But see, you want something that's smooth, like this guy here. This is pretty smooth. You drink it, don't taste the alcohol, just keep tasting that fruity flavor. Which is
that's
good.
What you want to taste when you have a fruity drink. But the one thing I'm having trouble with, and I don't know if you've looked at the challenges on the beatboxing, is I'm like, when am I going to be able to do these challenges?
Oh yeah, 100%. Yeah, just, I had the same thing.
They make these challenges very.
You're not going to the EDC in Vegas. Yeah. I mean. It was like the one I did the other day. I did the I shared the post was like the one thing. It was like, oh, share the post, screenshot.
That was easy.
So I did that.
Yeah, but they make them very hard. If I'm not going to all these EDM things and all these raves and whatever, if I'm not just turning 21 and I'm not in that whole realm, it's like, when am I going to be able to make this post? How am I going to make this post?
Yeah,
they target it very. Towards people who just turned 21.
Yeah, it's very segmented for it there. Not like the Four Loko ones when Four Loko was on the same platform.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, do a Super Bowl post, do a St. Patrick's Day video, or it was like something holiday related or 4th of July. It's like, how do you celebrate with Four Loko?
So they made it easy, but beatbox makes it kind of hard. It's very challenging. I'm like, man, I need to do it so they don't see me that email that's like, hey, man.
You've been inactive.
You're not. You know? You're being inactive. Yeah, like that mistake one where they were like, you've been inactive. And I was like, wait, I just finished a challenge. But then they were like, our bad.
Never mind. We don't know how to work our computers here, so.
Yeah, so I don't know. I'm conflicted about it. I love beatbox. They're good. But they're
I'm happy to, you know, help promote it.
Yes, I would 100%.
But beatbox, you just got to put some challenges out there that are for the everyday people. Not everybody's going out to Vegas and going to these festivals and everything.
Yeah.
You can do beatbox in your backyard. I mean, especially when summertime comes, comes, like, oh, you know, hey, show us your beatbox poolside. I mean, okay, that's simple enough.
Yeah.
You know, go to the beach with your beatbox. You don't need to go to a festival and do all this stuff. So just make it a little more welcoming, especially since they're pushing this beatbox ambassador platform more these days.
Don't get me wrong, I was excited and I'm still excited to be a part of it, but it's just like, make it easier for us to post. I don't know what to do in these posts. I'm like, I'm not Gen Z, I'm sorry.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know what to do. I mean, I like my little, you know, keychain here to put on my koozie here with my little pins. See, which the juicy mango pin, which fits on my juicy mango.
Yeah, that's the one I got. Yeah,
here.
Have you found the new one? The strawberry. I think it's strawberry.
No, I looked. I haven't found that one. I think that's the big one they're pushing is the strawberry kiwi. Yeah,
haven't found it.
Yeah, I looked. Yeah,
I mean, long and hard. I've looked, and there's nothing within a. Within a 100-mile radius, because I've looked. So I'm going to look next time I go to if I go to Dallas before I go to Atlanta. If not, when I travel to Atlanta, that's going to be one of my things. Also, I do need to get me another King Cobra, so I might stop in Mississippi and try to grab me one, because I know they have them in Mississippi.
Yeah, I know. So. I'm still trying to find a King Cobra to still make up for the missed Battle of the Booze Championship.
It's a hard one to find.
I was going
to
say, Roadhouse, do you have any? Did you drink all the ones you had, or do you still have any there?
Oh, I just have to run up the road and get more.
Okay, yeah, see, he's
spoiled. Yeah, Roadhouse has an eight with a champion.
I was going to say, once we can find it, we'll have to do a revisit of the
20. Now the only thing I can get in is 40s. I can't find any tall boys. Or 16-ounce cans.
Whatever I can find, I'm gonna grab it. I mean, that's on my travels. I'll be traveling in 13 hours, so if whatever I find, I'm grabbing it.
So upset. Whatever. Like, there used to be the spots that had this was the 16-ounce cans.
Yeah.
And when I went, I'm like, oh my, they should have it. No 16-ounce cans. Mm-mm. Yeah, the 25-ounce cans are nowhere to be found near me. I've never found these near me. I think these in Delaware was the only spot that I could find the 25-ounce cans. And then, like I said, then there was the spots around me that would have 40s every now and then of the King Cobra, but this year, nowhere to be found.
I found mine on the way to. It was on the way to Florida, and I forgot where I found it. But it was on the way to Florida, and that's when I sent y'all the picture.
Yeah,
and then of course all the way to Vegas, I drank Still Reserve and all that, and I was irritated because, you know, like my friend Lane was like. Yeah, I'll help you drink some Still Reserve if you get it. And I was the only one pulling up into Vegas buzzed. I'm like, this is not how it should be.
No, especially no. If you're not driving, then you should be sipping on something. Man. Yeah,
that's right. Yeah, that's how it should.
You don't need to be trashed getting there because that's just going to end up.
Oh bad no! For everybody.
You got to get to that right level of that good buzz.
Yeah, I saw the dome, and I was like, guys, do y'all see this dome? It's so amazing right now. They're like, Kevin, shut up. And I'm like, no. I just finished a Steel Reserve High Gravity. Yeah. I'm feeling great.
I'm good. I'm good now.
How are y'all feeling? Yeah. They're like, we're not on your level. I was like, that sucks.
You better fix that. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's your fault. So, that's not my fault. Exactly. You're not. You had the chance. You could have drank some with me.
Yeah. Hey, so you said you did send your package through UPS. Did they ask you what was in your package?
No.
They asked me what was in my packages. That was I've sent some sketchy stuff through mail. Nothing too illegal. Or
I was
going
to say, did you send it through UPS
yes.
or the post? Okay, I sent mine this one through the post office.
Okay, so it's through USPS.
Yeah,
okay,
USPS.
Okay, so I went through UPS.
Okay.
And these guys were like, I said, hey, I'm going to need a So I wrapped y'all stuff in like a shirt. So I'll tell y'all what I sent y'all. I sent y'all a Happy Dragon tattoo shirt. And I wrapped it. I wrapped the beer in the shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And then I put it in the box, which fit perfectly.
Okay.
In both boxes. But then I was like, oh, shit. I was like, I know how they handle their shit. They throw it. I was like, I'm going to need to bubble wrap the box and then put it in another box. So I went to the UPS place and I was like, hey, I want to bubble wrap this box and put it in another box. And they were like, well, it's going to be this much if we pack it. And I was like, I could pack it myself. So I bought the bubble wrap. I bought the box. So I bubble wrapped the box. And then I put it in the other box, and then I taped it. And then they're like, so what's in the box? And I was like,
who do you think you are, Brad Pitt?
I was like, it's
none of your business. This is what's in the box.
Like,
yeah.
Why the fuck are you asking me that? Like, what does it matter? And of course, I wish I could have came up with Roadhouse's response. It was like, oh, yeah, it's a dildo.
Yeah.
You know, like, but like, my thing was, I've never sent anything like that through the mail. So I was like, oh shit. It's a care package. I didn't lie. Yeah.
So I was like, that's a care package. Like you said, when you said the UPS, I had the same thing when I sent back when I was down in Disney in Florida 3 years ago, and that's when the Hard Mountain Dew came out.
Yeah.
And it wasn't up here yet. And I found it down there, and our friends at the Grocery Gamblers there, we were all searching for it, like, hey, if we find it, we'll send it to each other.
Yeah.
So I found it down there, and I packed it in a box. I went to the UPS store, and I sent one back to me at my house. I sent one to those guys out there, and they asked me, you know, what was in the package, and I said it was souvenirs. And I was like, oh, it's cheaper to, you know, ship it back instead of, you know, putting it in my suitcase and luggage and checking bags and stuff to do that. So yeah, that's the way to get around, is just say, oh yeah, it's care package, souvenirs, a gift.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess they have to ask
what's
in there, but you don't need to tell the truth. Like,
yeah,
even the post office might have asked me other times when I've sent stuff to Roadhouse or people in the past too, but usually I'll print out my own labels at home and I'll paste them on the thing, and I'll just bring them to the post office. I wait there, I hand it to them and just say, okay, it's ready to go. And do you need a receipt?
Yeah.
No. And then they just take it and go. So,
yeah. See, yeah. So I had to print out the labels over there. So I had to make sure everything was 100%. And I was like, I don't want anything to be wrong.
Yeah.
I want it to come there, you know? So,
and not get sent back.
But then whenever exactly. So whenever they asked me, I was like, oh shit. It's a care package.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay. I was like, thank God.
Yeah. I know, so sometimes they can see, and I think people said like a lava lamp, you could say, was in there. Like,
yeah.
Because if they turn it and they hear like the liquid, like at least these things here are at least, you know, they're plastic, you know, things. So,
yeah.
I mean, I wrapped them up nice. I did throw in a few other goodies in there for you guys too.
Oh, shit.
I sent you. But at least these, you know, should not be breakable unless you're really, you know, destroying.
Yeah. And I did tell them, they were like, so they actually, it was weird. So they were like, why are you bubble wrapping it? I was like, because it could possibly break.
Yes. Yeah,
I know y'all. I was like, I know how y'all handle packages.
Could be glass. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so I was like, it could possibly break. So I want to bubble wrap the box.
It's my finest china in here. It's crystal, yeah. You know?
Shit, it's this shit's valuable, man.
Crystal stemware.
Yeah, that's what it's only made in Texas.
So. Yeah, yeah. It's vintage crystal stemware from Texas.
So yeah, it was just a weird situation. I was like, why are you asking me these questions? Yeah. Shit, just send the package. You know, like yes, I have a beard, but no, I'm not a fucking terrorist. You know, like shit. Like, but yeah, it was a little bit of an experience because they sat there and watched me bubble wrap the boxes and put them in the boxes, and they were like, "Do you need any help?" I was like, "No, I've got it.
I got this. It's okay.
I know how to bubble wrap shit." So, just don't judge my bubble wrapping because I suck at gift wrapping. So it was kind of the same.
I was born in the 1900s. I know how to bubble wrap.
That's right. Okay? Yeah, I know. I bubble wrapped our. There was one time we bubble wrapped ourselves, and we were like, "Hey, let's shoot a BB gun at each other and see if it gets to the bubble wrap." So I mean, yeah, we know how to bubble wrap shit.
Yeah, you know how much you need to put on there to make it, but not that. This has nothing to do with bubble wrap, but when you said that up about bubble wrapping yourselves, it brought me back to a time I was, we were probably 10 or 12 years old, you know, having a sleepover at my friend's house, and he had just gotten a computer at the time. So I think it was the Gateway computers that, you know, came in the big, you know, the cow print box, and there was tons of like styrofoam in there. And we were having like a wrestling match or something. We were just beating the shit out of each other with like the styrofoam from the computer box. And the whole basement was covered in the styrofoam pieces of that. I remember and my friend's dad came down the next morning. He's like, "What the fuck were you guys doing down here that there's styrofoam all over the place?" And we had the Ultimate Warrior Wrestling Buddy. That it was like a capture the flag type thing where it was the Dingo Warrior, and we had to, you know, steal it from the other team's base over there, and then we would just like beat the crap out of each other with like these styrofoam pieces, and it was just a huge mess down there. So that's how we occupied ourselves back in the 1900s. Okay.
Now people are like, "Oh, if I don't have my phone, I'm gonna freak the hell out." We didn't have phones, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had to get on top of the roof in the middle of a freaking lightning storm while your dad was like, "Hey, I'm trying to watch a football game. You need to sit there and adjust the antenna so I can watch it." And so you'd be sitting there yelling, "Hey, is it good yet? And I'm about to get shocked by lightning. Is everything good?" They're like, "Nope, it's still
Now turn it a little bit more. I think you muted yourself in the process of turning it there, Sate.
Yes, I'm muted. Sorry. I was getting
You were getting a little too excited over there.
Yeah.
Trying to adjust that antenna, you know?
Yeah, I was trying to you'd be on top of the roof while you're trying to sit there and adjust shit, and you'd almost get shocked by lightning, you know? It wasn't fair.
That's the risk you take out there.
Yeah, now kids have cell phones and shit, and we don't have to worry about that. They're like, "Hey, yeah, you can just stream that on Paramount or whatever on ESPN. No, that's not how it was. Yeah, kids have it easy nowadays.
I know, but here we are now paying $35 for a
30 pack. For a freaking 30 pack.
A Busch Light Apple, but
we're drinking it like champs. Yeah.
I'm
glad I had it.
I think Roadhouse did it. He bit the bullet on this, but I think we all agree
it's a solid beer.
It's a solid beer. It's enjoyable.
It's a solid fall beer. Summer, I think they should come out with a Busch a lemonade shandy or something like that, where they kind of like I forgot I think what it is.
Stick with beer.
Yeah, that too. They could do that. Yeah,
leave it to natter days.
Like a lemon.
Yeah,
like a lemon.
But I did see that. No, I haven't seen it in person yet. But I did see our buddy David had posted the picture that Keystone Light had a Keystone Apple coming out
really
as well. Ooh. So If Keystone Light Apple, which he posted a picture of it, it looked like it was in 15 packs out there. And we know Keystone Light's always on that cheaper side. If the Keystone Light Apple stays true to their price point with it, if we see that, we'll try that out and compare a little Busch Light Apple to a Keystone Light Apple and see, you know, who wins that battle out there. But Busch Light Apple's out there. We did it. We found it.
Guys,
we talked about it.
It's a solid beer.
We broke it down here for you guys this week. Yep. You know, the mad rush is on for Busch Light Apple. Probably at this point, if you've seen this podcast, you've probably seen it in your stores out there. But hey, I mean, if you want to spend the money for it, it's worth it. I mean, to an extent that it's a good drink, it's a good beer. But hey. Now, hey, give it a shot. That's what we're here for, to break it down for you guys here, give you our honest opinion on it. Buddy. We like the beer. We don't like the price. That's pretty much what it comes down to.
Exactly.
Amen.
It's a solid beer, but the price sucks.
Yeah. Yeah. So
if 30 packs last me a while.
Just roll it back. Roll it back. Reel in those prices on all those beers out there. Reel them back in, and we'll be some happy campers over here. So anything else you guys want to say before we sign off here today?
I'm good.
I wanted to ask, do you know exactly how many subscribers we're at right now? Are we at 25 yet? Or?
Not yet. No, not yet.
We're getting there.
24. I mean, as of press time here, I'll get you the exact as of press time recording. I'll get it for you here if I can. Bring it up here for the thing. There, get that burp out.
Exactly.
As a press time is 24,359.
We're getting there. We're almost at a quarter of a thousand guys. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah.
We can get there.
Spread the word. Y'all, spread the word. Subscribe. Tell your friends.
Subscribe button.
Doesn't cost a thing to subscribe. Tell your friends. The best of the worst in cheap booze is right here. The bottom shelf. We have you covered here. So, hey, stay tuned. Next time around, get some Mad Dog cans, some Lone Star beer. We'll do it live here on the podcast. So spread the word. For Kevin the Tattoo Dude, that's Roadhouse. I am Bumwine Bob. Until next time, cheers.
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 Motherfuckers!
I need a beer.